This week's parasha is Parashas Mishpatim. Ve'eile ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. These are the mandatory laws which you shall place in front of them. Keshulchan Aruch. Rashi says, ve'eile. What's ve'eile mean? Kol makom shenema eile. Any place it says eile, pasal et harishonim. It comes to exclude what was before and say something different. Ve'eile, it's a vav achibu. It's a vav which connects. Mosif al Rishonim comes to attach itself to the Rishonim. Ma Rishonim, just as in the previous parsha, Parsha Sitro, Mi Sinai, there was a Sazer Dibrot, from Har Sinai we heard it. Af Elu Mi Sinai, also these were Sinai, from Sinai. Why would I think this is not from Sinai?
Is Moses...
In Pirkei Avos, it says... Moshe kibul Torah miSinai, uMasrael Yeshua, Shuel is a Canaan, Canaan the Vim, right? So the obvious question is, hello, when you start the Torah, when you start the Mishnayos, when Brachas, you say Moshe kibul Torah miSinai, uMasrael Yeshua.
Right.
We passed tractate Zeroyim. We passed Moed. We passed Nashim. We pass all of Nezikin, and the end of Nezikin, Pirkei Avos, it tells us, Moshe kibul Torah miSinai. So the Rav Bartanura says, why is that? Why here in Pirkei Avos, which is teaching us about man to understand himself, man's understanding of his fellow man? Because you might think, just as a psychology, in Umot HaOlam, he doesn't say psychology, but just as there's this understanding of man in Umos HaOlam. Masha Chachamim Badu Milibam, which their wise people understood from themselves. You might think also, Pirkei Avos is what Masha Chachamim Badu Milibam, what the rabbis understood from their sense of understanding of the Torah. But it's from Masha Chachamim Badu Milibam. You might have thought that. Comes the Mishnah to tell you, even this is from Sinai. So that's the same chat here. You might think there's dinim achus adina. The goyim have to make dinim. They can make up their own dinim. So long as it's fair, so long as it's equal amongst all the goyim, and it's more or less some sort of, you know, decent law that's fair, they can have their own laws. They can make up their own laws. You might think, so too in the Torah, the laws between man and man, the laws of Nezikin, the laws of damages, the laws of all the laws. We still have today, you know. We go by Minhag Medina and a lot of laws. You might think all the laws of man to man in Nezikin and all these other laws, right, pertaining, Pikadon, all these laws are what Chachamim Badum Liribam. Comes the Torah and tells you, no. Ve'ele HaMishpatim. These are also from Sinai. These are also God-given. Now, the first mishpat we're taught of is Ki tikne eved ivri, shesh shanim yavod v'shvi'it yitze l'chofshi chinam. Why is that the first mishpatim that we learn? Why is it? Why is eved ivri? It must be there's something about an eved ivri that teaches you about all mishpatim. Mm-hmm. What is an Eved Ivri? An Eved Ivri is someone who, or because of his poor, he sells himself, or he stole and he doesn't have money to pay back, and based him sell him. And this Eved Ivri, right, he now works for 6 years for his Adon, to pay back the loan. And Chazal tell us, the Rishonim, the Gemara's in Kiddushin, Rishonim there, explain to us that a poel, a worker, has similar dinim to an Eved Ivri. A worker, a regular worker, a socher, someone who's working for you, you rent him out. Some Rishonim even learn, gufo konoi, kamo Eved Ivri, machlokes and tosis him, and he works for you. Like an Eved Ivri. Some people say you can't have him even for certain Rishonim say you can't, just as an Eved Ivri, you can't work for more than 6 years. A Pole, you can't employ him for more than a 6 year contract. Mishpatim.
It is worth it.
So these Mishpatim are the laws ben Adam lechavero. What is the yesod, the foundation of all ben Adam lechavero? The foundation of all Adam lechavero is avdus.
What's the foundation?
The foundation of all ben Adam lechavero is found is avdus, servitude. You're meshubed to someone. The avi avot of ben Adam lechavero is to your wife. When you get married, there's a contract called the ksuva. That ksuva says the obligations of a husband to his wife. The wife to the husband also is there. That's automatic. But it's matrimony, marriage, is a shibud. All ben Adam lechavero, the source of it is Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a worker. He's meshubed to his adam, to his master. When you get, that's why it's starting off, Ve'eila mishpatim, Eved Ivri. That's man's attitude to his fellow man. How much I'm obligated. I'm going to explain this a bit more. The difference between a cotton, a child, and children, Gemara says, children, as soon as they're born, the Yetzahara is nichnas behem. Minu'urav. As soon as mitna'er, as soon as he comes out into the world, the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara Tov only comes into a boy at bar mitzvah and a girl, bat mitzvah. When they become what? Obligated in their mitzvahs. Beforehand, they're not obligated, it's chinuch of the parents. But bar mitzvah comes with obligations, comes with the Yetzer Tov. When man gets obligated, he becomes a godel. The obligation, when man lives his life with obligation, then he becomes something, he becomes a godel. That's what it means to be a godel and not a cotton. That's what it means to have proper, functional relationships with a fellow man. You have an obligation to them. An obligation to your wife, an obligation to your children, an obligation to your workers, the worker an obligation to his master. That's fundamental. So if you damage someone, you're obligated to pay. Chov. You have an obligation. You borrow money, chov. You have an obligation. Everything here is chov, obligation. All of mishpatim is an obligation. You have an obligation lishmor, to look after an object that was given to you, or to look after your animal for damaging someone else's object, or to look after yourself from damaging someone. There's an obligation. That's the fundamentals of ben Adam lechavero. And that's what's being said in the parasha. An Eved Ivri. Not only that, by Yaakov Avinu, when he worked for Lot, and the pasuk says there, Digot Akudim Brudim Unakudim. So the Arizal explains, from these psukim, we learn that Yaakov's obligation and his schar for that obligation. And his schar, his reward for that obligation, was his olam haba. I.e. the concept of olam haba comes when you're a worker. Kivyochol for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're obligated to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that obligation makes you work. Lo ata ben chorin libatel mimeno. You're not a free man to be free, batel, from the Torah. You're obligated. Vegita bo yaman valayla. You're obligated in the mitzvahs. Matan Torah. What's Matan Torah? What means Matan Torah? Ve'eila Mishpatim. These are from Sinai. These are from Sinai. When we got the Ten Commandments, we became obligated. Na'aseh. Matan Torah is where we became obligated. Ve'eila Mishpatim. We became obligated. These are mitzvahs. We're obligated in them. We're mechuyev. This is, don't say charut al aluchot, elecherut, free. She'ein lecha ben chorin, you only have a free man, she'oskim b'Torah. You're only free if you are involved in Torah study, if you're involved in doing mitzvahs. That means when you become obligated in this place, you actually become free. You become a free person when you are obligated in studying of Torah, when you're obligated in keeping mitzvahs. Then you are a real free man. Whereas if you are not obligated, you know, Coca-Cola, how they manage to sell you poison, right? They say, be free and drink Coca-Cola. Don't think too hard about the sugar which causes cancer and the caffeine which is bad for you and the acid which destroys your teeth and probably your stomach as well. Be free. It tastes good or maybe not, but it doesn't really matter. Be free and do what your desires want. When a person's free, he did it my way, not God's way, and he can do whatever he wants to do, he's a free man. He feels free. No, you're not free. When you're going after Yetzirah, you're actually meshubad to Paro in Mitzrayim. Paro represents the Yetzirah. That galus to your Yetzirah, that having to go after your desires and not being in control of your desires actually makes you meshubad, a servant. When we want to change a Bein Adam and Chaveiro, what part of us needs to be changed? Our attitude to obligation. The more people you're obligated to, the bigger you are. If you notice Gedolei Yisrael or Rabbanim, what makes you into a Rav or a big person? The more people you're obligated to. Now don't get your obligations wrong. It has to start at home and go outwards. But it has to be a bigger circle. The older you get, the bigger the circle gets of people that you're obligated to. And that's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's the shorish of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's what's being taught here. A person's individual obligations is his work. What do you mean your work? Work means a normal, say you take an average person, say he's good with his hands, he'll become a carpenter. He's good with his mind, he'll be a lecturer, a computer programmer, right? He's good with his body, he'll be an athlete, he'll be a whatever, right? There's lots of different combinations of things, right? I'm not giving specifics. But being obligated means being obligated with the kohot you have. That whatever your strengths are, all of them, you should be giving them in an obligated way to the people around you. That means if you are, for example, a doctor, you're good at saving lives, you're a good surgeon, you should be learning how to do surgery and saving people's lives through surgery and being obligated in that and offering your services. Of course, you have to make a parnasa, so you have to charge. But you shouldn't be charging, like, way high prices.
Because they can.
Yeah? It's actually written in halacha for chochma, there's no price. You can charge, but it's not right to charge. You're allowed to charge, but you should know, you should only charge in order for you to sustain yourself and your family. You shouldn't charge too much. But, of course, if you can do less work, if you're saving people's lives, you know, and you're the only one who can do this job, or there's very few of you, you should be working very hard at saving people's lives. If you have that skill, that's a very, very big mitzvah. Whatever, of course, you can't ruin your family life because you want to save other people's lives. You still have a family life, but you should be spending your time saving people's lives. Or whatever skill you have, whatever skill set you have, there has to be an obligation on you. And there has to be, that obligation has to be greater and greater as the years go past. And automatically happens with your family. Because what happens? You have kids. You have more kids. Then you stop having kids. Then you... kids go, kids then you have kids. So then you obligate to get yourself kids married, and then your kids have kids. And then you become obligated to your kids and the new person that you brought into your family, the boy or the girl that you brought into the family, and then they have kids, and you become obligated to your grandchildren, and it continues. And then you have like 100 people that you become obligated just within your own family. That's beautiful. I think Rabbi Yosef had 100 great-grandchildren or something like that. Can you imagine having 100 kids around you? That means every day you're going to a bris or to a bar mitzvah or to a wedding. That's amazing. In the secular world, kids? Who wants to have kids for? Who wants to get married and be obligated? I want to be a child. A child having a kid? Doesn't happen. I want to have fun. Don't want to be obligated. Being obligated is not fun. What do you mean I want to have fun? I want to enjoy my life. I want to go after my desires. That's a child. That's the problem with society. People enter relationships not, I want to marry this person, I want to care for them, I want to look after them. They enter relationships saying, is this kedai for me? Is this enjoyable for me? Will I have my most max, my fun in life with this guy? That's what they're asking. That's why people don't get married today. People just have fun with a guy. Yeah, chocolate tastes nice for however long it tastes nice. And then you want vanilla or strawberry. That's what happens. Because they're not in the mindset, and they weren't trained in the mindset of obligation. Whereas you take two people who've been brought up in a good home where the husband and wife are obligated to their children, they see it, and they see how the children were brought up with this obligation. The children automatically learn from their parents this level of obligation, this level of care that their parents had for them. They automatically develop to have that for their own siblings and for the people around them. End of the parasha, it speaks about Kabbalah Soterah. Ve'evo Moshe saper la'am et kol divrei Hashem, all the words of Hashem, ve'et kol ha'mishpatim, and all these laws, ve'yan kol ha'am, and the people answered, kol echad, in one voice, v'yomru, kol advarim asher dibeh Hashem, naaseh. What does it mean, naaseh?
Should do it.
What does naaseh mean? We're going to be obligated in it, even if we don't know what it is yet. We're obligating ourselves, and this is razeh. This is a raz, says the Gemara. Razeh, the only malchei hasharet know, only angels know. An angel is obligated to listen to his creator. This, Naaseh, is Kabbalah Soterah. Kabbalah Soterah is being obligated in the Torah. That makes you into an Eved.
Makes you into
an Eved or Malach? Makes it into an Eved. That Avdus is a level of a Malach, is a level of an angel. That's what's written here. That's Kabbalah Soterah. Kabbalah Soterah means Naaseh. I'm your servant. Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the same concept in Mishpatim. This Naaseh makes you into a from Jew. And this is what's missing in modern society. The ability to say Naaseh. The ability to say, I'll marry you and I'll take you on. I don't know you yet. We don't have to have a trial run either. And I will obligate myself to you for the rest of my life.